Okay, today daf is Medarim daf Chaf Beis. We are on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis towards the bottom, and we are in the sugyas here of the third parak. We started to discuss the four nedarim that are automatically hutar. You don't even need hatara by the chachamim, right? Maybe the other nedarim are paralleled to this to these nedarim, as we had a machlokas between Rav Asi and Rav Huna in terms of poschin bacharata, or do you always have to use Pesach, as we discussed yesterday, the important Ran and the other chilukim of the Rishonim in terms of the difference between Pesach and charata. So even though Rav Asi said ein poschin bacharata, and therefore you always need Pesach to make it into kein taus, like a nether taus, and then it would be parallel to these four nedarim, which are automatically a nether b'taos, but the girsa that the Rush had, and all of these other amoraim in the second half, and even tanaim, hold that no, you do start with charata, you are posea b'charata, you make that suggestion, and that was all these answers given by the other, or the stories brought by the Gemaras. Now we have a couple of more stories relating to this issue of charata. So we did the first one from Rav Asi, that, and we did the one from the Rebbe Lazar, that they were asked about issues of charata, and they said, if you felt this way, would you have taken the neder if you realized people, wouldn't have gotten angry? And they said, no, I wouldn't have taken it. That's called charata, charata meikara, and therefore we annul the vow. We annul the vow. That was the story number two. So now we have three lines for the bottom. Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Hahi Itza. There was a woman, the Adarta Labarta. There was a woman that was Madir Hana'a to her daughter. Her daughter was not allowed to get any benefit from her. Also, the Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, and she came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and she obviously feels bad about it. Amar Allah, he says to her, Ilu havi yadat da'amarn da'amrin migirtech. Allah debartech ilu lochamis ba'imei milin daze. I'm sorry, let's stop there for a minute. Ilu haviyadin, if you would have known da'amin migirtech, that all your neighbors would say Allah debartech about your daughter. Ilu lochamis ba'ima, if her mother wouldn't have seen in her milin da'aziva, things of aziva. What does aziva mean? So the Mefarish here says dvar zima. If her mother wouldn't have saw something wrong in her, she wouldn't have made this neder. Right? That's the lashon of aziva. If you see on the Ran on the bottom of the previous amud, she'ra'uya b'kach lihiyos ne'ezeves. She's worth it to be left. Shalotena me'ima. B'pnei osan advarim. She must have been doing something wrong. If the mother made this neder against her, so then it must be she did something wrong. So if you knew that people would have been talking about this so much, would you have made the neder? Bichdi lo adarta. So would you have made the neder? Miadarta, Amra Lelo. And she says, no, I wouldn't have Visharya, and therefore, again, he matters it. This, the Mefarish points out, is different than the other stories. The other stories are purely charata, which means, remember we said, what does charata mean? If I felt, if at the time I made the neder, I was out of control. I was baka'as, I was not in full das, and now I realize that. So that's a case of charata, and those were all of these examples given up until this one. This one is more of a case of Pesach. It's a case of a situation, a reality, that is after, later, when he says, you know, if you would know that everybody would be talking about this, would you have made the neder? So that's not a charata, right? That's a perfect das at the time, but that is a case of Pesach, and the answer is that works, Visharya, and Rabbi Yochanan matters that case. Period. Third line. Bar Barte de Rabbi Yanai, the grandson of Rabbi Yanai. Remember we had the Rashi Tevas in parentheses before us. This is the fourth one. We had Asi, Elazar, Yochanan, and El Yanai. The son of the daughter of Rabbi Yanai, Saba. Asalakame de Rabbi Yanai Saba. Right, the grandson came in front of the grandfather. Omer Le, and he says, Ilu havi yadis, and he obviously had neder to be matir. So he says to him, Ilu havi yadis, if you would have known, de paschin pin kasech, umimash mishin beuvdech, that because you make nedarim, your notebook upstairs is opened. Kadosh Baruch Hu analyzes you a little bit closer. Your pinkes is open. Your actions are analyzed. Mi nadart, would you have made such a neder? If you would know that, you know, you put yourself in this world. Amar Lelo, and he says, no, I wouldn't have made the neder v'sharya. And based on that, his grandfather matir. Again, what does that mean? Why is one's one makes a neder, so all of a sudden their actions are analyzed closer. So the Ran says on top Ran, Shemitok shehu noder, nireh shehu machzik atzmo kechassid, shlo yikashel benidrel. If somebody's making a neder, they obviously have a lot of confidence in themselves. Obviously thinking that, you know, it must be that he holds himself in a certain light, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu also would hold himself in that light. Right? The less space we take for ourselves, the less focus we have, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, maybe gives us some more flexibility as well. In this case, the person was raising himself, you know, the Olam HaChasidus, maybe inappropriately, in the world of Nedarim. So therefore, says the grandfather to the grandson, if you would have known this, would you have taken on this neder? And we say, he says no, and therefore he's able to get rid of the nether. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba Mikra, there a pasuk that alludes to this. So the pasuk says in Mishlei, V'achar nedarim levaker. That's not the pashas of the pasuk, but we darshan it. After nedarim, once you make a nedarim levaker, there's more bikur. There's more checking up on the person in Shamayim. V'af algav, the pasuk, Rabbi Yanai lei, and even though in the story, Rabbi Yanai Saba used this as a Pesach for his grandson, if you would have known in Shemayim that this is done, would you have made the neder? But we don't do this. We're not we don't make such a Pesach l'maisa. Why not? Says the Rush, says the Ran in a couple of lines, but says the Rush right here. Because in this type of case, who's going to lie? If somebody said, you know, in Shemayim, they're checking you out more seriously now. Do you feel bad about that? No, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm fine. Nobody's going to say that. Meaning, even if I don't feel bad about it, that it should be a Pesach, I'm not going to admit it. Nobody is mazed punav so much that they're so chutzpahdik that they would be confident in front of a question like that. Look at the first wide line of the Rush. Da'afilu imeinu mischaret. Even if he's not mischaret, Amar shu mischaret, he will say that the lo chatzif lomar sheino mischaret. He's not mechutzav enough to say that. Af al pi shemakpidim alav min hashamayim. The chen taima the kol hani and all. That's the answer to all of these. The lo paschin onlay. Because again, we don't think that the person will be emesdik in the Pesach. You have to really want to have it be upset that you made the neder based on the new reality. And if we assume that possibly not, you're only saying that. We'll get to this later on also in terms of other types of cases that we assume that you might not be telling the truth. So, lo paschin anle, so we don't use this as well. So, Rabbi Yanai used it, but we don't use it. Similarly, v'lo paschin an bahandi achranaisa. We also don't use as a Pesach the following. D'yamar Rabba bar bar chana am Rabbi Yochanan. My Pasach le Rabbi Gamliel lahu saba. What did Rabbi Gamliel use as a Pesach for the following elderly man? Yesh bote kematkeros cheref. There are those that are bote. Bote literally means to pierce, right? To there are those who speak, or bote kematkeros, or comparing. Actually, bote is from the word levate, by bitus vasayim. There are those that talk and express like swords, like piercing of a sword. Yesh bote kematkeros cheref. And that's a reference to a neder. Right, somebody could make a dibur and use it like something that's very sharp. The lashon chachamim marpe, and the lashon of chachamim is marpe. It's a healer, meaning kol abote ra'ui ledokor becherev ela shaloshon chachamim marpe. Anyone who's bote, anybody who expresses an eder, it's not a good idea. As we've said, right, we don't think that nedarim is something that should be followed. Remember, we discussed back on Daf Chaf. A person shouldn't be ragil menedarim. We discussed then what's the difference between that and the Mishnah in Maseches in Pirkei Avos of siyag leprishus is nedarim. So how do those two things work? We discussed that then back on Daf 2 days ago. But here again is another type of chazal. It's not a good idea. Anybody who is boter ra'ul dokor becherev is roy to be punished. L'dokra b'cherev, ela, but the way to get out of it is shaloshon chachamim marpe. The chachamim, the atar sadarim, is what could save a person, right? A person shouldn't be involved in it. Again, why? Is it because they might not fulfill it, that it might lead to liachel dvaro? Is it because, per se, it reflects a certain type of imbalance in a person's religious existence, and that's why it's inappropriate? Different day as has been touched on. And you also do not use the following, even though it's a very strong lashon. But, again, at root, a person might not take it seriously. Everybody's going to say, you know, when they're approached with this type of chazal, of course, I'm But who knows if they're really serious inside. The following as well. The Tanya, this line is maybe characterizes a lot of the whole Masechta. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Hanoder ki ilu bana bama. Somebody makes a neder, it's as if they are building a bama. Obviously at a time when you're not allowed to build a bama. We know there were six times in history, from the beginning until now, in terms of the, right, mutter aser, mutter aser, mutter aser, in terms of bamos. Now we're still in the state of iser. Once the base of English was built, bamos became aser forever. But if somebody makes a neder, it's as if they're building a bama. Vahamakaimo, and if somebody is makayim the neder, right, meaning you don't get rid of it. You don't do atar sadarim. It's as if you are makriv a carbon on the bama. Ki'ilu makaimo. Ki'ilu makriv alav carbon. So the shaila is, what is the comparison between those two? What does a nether have to do with building a bama? Okay, they're both, a bama is an iser, right? So what's the connection of a nether? So a couple of suggestions. First, the Ran here says, we discussed this a couple of years ago in a Shabbos Shuvah drasha. In terms of why there's such a focus on Nedarim at that time of year. Kol Nidre, Hataras Adarim, an era of Rosh Hashanah. What is it about a Neder? Says the Ran, a Neder is someone who is creating their own Drachim and Avodas Hashem. That's basically what a Binyan of Obama is. Right? You're taking something that is positive in a certain sense, like Karbanos, and you're using them and creating your own mechanism for Karbanos. A Neder. I have Isurim. Isurim, there are a lot of Averis. A lot of Los Ases. But now I'm creating my own Derech in that world. So that's what makes it inappropriate. Says the Ran right here. Hanoder kilu banabama. Bishas Isur habamos. Obviously, at a time when there's Isur bamos. Vinira be'enai dahachi medamina lalabona bama. This is why it's compared. Mishum desalik adaite. The person thinks. Denoder. Adaite denoder. The mitzvah ka'avid. Verdurachmana asrei b'mili di isura v'iyunami aser anafshik. Right, he thinks he's doing a great thing. Somebody makes a ned there. Right, Hashem aser these 30 things, so I'm going to aser another one. This is obviously what Hashem wants me to do. V'ka'amar detoy, and the Gemara says that this is mistaken. Da adaraba lebone bama dami. It's compared to building a bama. Dinehi derachmana as harei la'akruve karbanas bifnim. Yes, the Torah tells you to bring karbanas in the Beis Hamikdash. But you can't stretch it. You can't take it and use it within your own created structure. So that's the comparison between a bama and a neder. You're taking an idea that is within Avodas Hashem, that is within the tzivui, what is mitzuveh, and you are creating your own ways of doing it. So that is the Ran suggestion, and that's why one could even say, we mentioned then, that's why the right after Yom Kippur in the Torah, in Parashat Achrayimos, is Shchut Echutz. What is Shchut Echutz Dafka doing there? What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, out of more than any other day, it could be parallel. Remember we mentioned then, Yom Kippur, as we know, the Mishnah tells us, the end of Tainus, is the day that the Luchos Shnios came down. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos Shnios. So ultimately, if you think about the entire process, Yom Kippur is the ultimate tikkun of the Chet Ha'egel. The Chet Ha'egel, which caused the breaking of the Luchos, and 120 days later, after Moshe Rabbeinu was up on the mountain for 40 days three times, he comes down with the Luchos Shnios on Yom Kippur. What does Yom Kippur have to do with the Chet Ha'egel? The Chet Ha'egel, according to many Mefarshim, according to the Netziv, according to the Beis Halevi, according to many, based on Midrashim already, was Am Yisrael trying to get close to Hashem, but creating their own avenues to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can do it! It's like a neder! It's like a bama! And the ultimate tikkun for that is the most orchestrated day by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any other day of the year. Every single detail is orchestrated and instructed exactly what has to be done. And it could be, some Rishonim say, that the Kohen Gadol has to do everything. Right? He can't even give the daily activities to other Kohanim. Either way, but that's Yom Kippur. And that's what fits right after Achrayimos is Shchut Echutz, because this is also part of this message of creating your own avenues. Yom Kippur is about following the Tzivui Hashem, exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But that's all, this message. The Ran, Shchut Echutz, Nidarim, Kol Nidre, Hataras Nidarim, it all fits together in terms of that. One idea. Two other ideas mentioned here. Number one is the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita writes here, mentioned the Shita is We have a shita on Nedarim, we have a shita on Nazir. In the next couple of Masechtas, we have shitas. Before we get back to the huge one on Baba Kama and Baba Metzia. Anyway, says the shita. You know what the parallel is? We find it. V'dimo l'davar hazeh. Ki hanoder eino osa aveira. Elemet b'neishas sofo likasho benidro. Making a nether itself, I didn't really do anything wrong yet, per se, until I don't fulfill the nether. Right? Lo yachel dvaro. Moses v'asecha tishbar v'asisa. Nether is step one. And step two, maybe you'll do it, maybe you won't do it. V'dimahu, that's similar to building a bama. Build, what did I do yet? I just built a bama. I didn't makriv on a bama yet. That's why the noder is a pre-stage. Building a bama is a pre-stage. V'dimo la'ose bama b'sha'as yisra abamos. Ki ya'ose osa, eina osa aveira, elem ebneisha. So, for la'akiv, ala'a karbon, ala'aktir. So this is a machlokes rishonim. The sheet is taking a stand here. Is there an isser to build a bama? What if I never makriv on the bama? I just build a bama. So his lashon here is that it's not really usser. It's like a neder being usser. It's kind of like the hashkafic isser. But you're not, you don't violate an aveira until you violate a neder. So too, you don't violate shchutechutz or building a bama until you makriv on the bama. But sounds like for me that building the bama is not the problem. If you look in the Rambam, in Beis HaBechira, it sounds like for the Rambam that building it itself is usser. The Rambam writes in the first parak, Kivan shenivne hamigdash b'Yerushalayim ne'esru kol hamakomos kulan livnos lahen bayis l'Hashem u'lahakrib ben karban. Sounds like just building. The building of itself, of a mizbeach, of a alternate place, is a problem, not just the hakrava itself. So we have the Ran, we have the Shita in the parallel, and one more. This we've mentioned in other contexts. We have the Meshechachma. You can't learn today's daf without the Meshechachma. Can't be. Says the Meshechachma in his Hagdama to Vayikra, where he discusses there the much discussed machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the point of Karbanos. The Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim that the message of Karbanos is anti-Avodah Zarah. There's so much Avodah Zarah in the world, so we need an outlet. We need to channel that taiva that we used to have before they killed the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. But there was a taiva, we had a taiva, so we need some avenue, an outlet for that taiva. That's what the Rambam says, that's why we have Karbanos. That's the Rambam. And the Ramban jumps on the Rambam, as the Rambam many times in Moreh Nevuchim has what we might call a minimalist type of approach to mitzvos. Many mitzvos are against Avodah Zarah. You might say, not for now, you might say that the Moreh Nevuchim was written for a certain audience, that there's more to believe in the Rambam than just what was written in the Moreh Nevuchim. You got to read it with other books of the Rambam. But the Ramban takes it as face value and says, I disagree. What, you're telling me Adam had a taiva for Avodah Zarah? Avram had a taiva, Noach, he gets out of the teva, builds him his beach. How can you say Karbanos are just about anti-Avodah Zarah? Says the Ramban, I disagree. There's something magical about the message of Karbanos per se, not just against Avodah Zarah. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, much quoted. Says the Meshech Chachma, I want to make shalom. I want to make shalom between the Rambam and the Ramban. It depends where. Bamos, the Rambam is right. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Ramban is right. When somebody like Avra, the Bama, which is, why would anybody build a Bama in the first place? Just go to the Beis HaMikdash, just go to the Bama HaGdola by the Mishkan, right? So why would anybody do that? So maybe they have a Taiva, they have to control their Taiva, and therefore they'll build a Bama. But obviously in the Beis HaMikdash, where Karbanos are ultimately destined to be brought, that's where the Ramban is right. Ulai ish lachriya, ki Karbanos Bama heim rak laharchig Avodah Zarah mi livavos am Yisrael. L'chayin tziva ki aktir l'shem shemayim. Lochein karbanos beis hamigdash. Heim avanai vadei l'kariv ha'olamos u'l'chaber dodim v'chulu. And he quotes this, and that's what he says. What Rabbi Nosson says in Nedarim Chav Beis. Hanoder ki ilu bana bama. Why is that? Shebama hu was a bama, as we just explained it. It's to be, go there yourself. To have a siyag for Avodah Zarah, kind of. That's what a neder is. Neder is exactly that point. Ligdarat vo Avodah Zarah. Avo bizman she beis hamikdash kayam, who ose rasha b'mashed goder atzmo mi Avodah Zarah, b'adabon ebama. When you have a beis hamikdash, you're not coming to the beis hamikdash, you're busy making a siyag, a taiva for Avodah Zarah. It's like a neder. A neder, don't, what are you working making siyagim? Just follow what the Torah says. It's worse if you have this need. It reflects an imbalance. Halo Hashem be'echal kacho v'yachol lakriv b'migdash. Just be makriv it in the migdash. Kena no der who wrote a ligdar atzmo b'neder avodu mosif pesha shekvar gadarto haTorah basar oseha hameiros. So the Meshech Chachma says, Rambam, that's the difference between Bama and Mizbeach, and that's the parallel to Neder. And that's why he says, and with this, Nisgala li sod. A sod was revealed to me, says the Meshech Chachma. What sod? Rabbi Chaim HaKohen. Which Rabbi Chaim HaKohen? So the latest Rabbi Chaim HaKohen we did was at the end of Ksubis, about the Sakan in Eretz Yisrael. But there's another Rabbi Chaim HaKohen. In Megillah Daf Yud, Tosfos in Megillah Daf Yud quotes Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, who holds that even according to the opinion that Kidsha L'Shaita, Lo Kidsha L'Asilavo, that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is not forever, Mikol Makom Bibama Asur LaHakriv. But even according to that opinion, the Isser Bama still stays intact. That's not Tali on Kidsha L'Shaita, Lo Kidsha L'Avo or Kidsha. Why? Because, says the Meshech Chachma, the Yashik Nesek Gadol already mevatel the Yetzara for Avodah Zarah. So forevermore, Bamas or Asuros. Right? Even if it's not totally on the Kedusha, it's totally on the Heter to counter Avodah Zarah. So if there's no more reason to counter, says the Meshech Chachma, there's no reason, according to Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, to allow it. Okay, let's continue. So there's a lot on that line of Rabbi Nassan. Again, somebody makes a Neder as if he builds a Bama. And if you're Mekayim, then they're Ki'ilu Makriv Alav Karban. So let's continue now. We're actually in the middle of a line. Says the Gemara now. Bereisha Paschinon, the first part of Rabbi Nelson's statement. If somebody makes a neder and you say, you know, if you make a neder, it's as if you built a Bama. So that we use as a Pesach. Bereisha Paschinon. Beseifa, what about the Seifa? That's more serious. It's as if you did an Isser Kares. It's as if you did Shchut Echutz. So that's a machlokas. Abaya Amar Paschinen, Rava Amar Lo Paschinen. Rava says you can't use that one. That's too extreme. Everybody's going to admit in that case that they, you know, oh, I feel bad. So you can't use that as a Pesach. Rav Kahana Masi Lo Lahash Maitza Bahadin Lishna. Rav Kahana learns it like we just did. Rav Tivyomi Mas Nihachi. Rav Tivyomi Lo learns it as follows. Beseifa Lo Paschinen. Everybody agrees that the line about Mekaimo you can't use. That's too scary. That everybody is going to regret, even if they don't truly inside, they're going to say they regret it. Beseifa lo paschinan, bereisha, that's the machlokas. Abaya amar paschinan, rava amar lo paschinan. Vehilchasa, lo paschinan, lo bereisha, lo beseifa. Right, and we're not poseach in either one, because each of them are pretty scary, and we don't assume that, we can't automatically assume that they're telling the truth. Continuing, velo paschinan nami baha, we also are not, don't make a pesach on these. Right, the Chacham doesn't suggest the following statements. To Amar Shmuel, Afal Pisha Mekaimo, even if you're Mekayim it, Nikra Rasha. Person still called a Rasha. Even if they're Mekayim their nether, they made a nether, they fulfilled it. Still inappropriate. Amar Rabbi Avo or Amar Rabbi Abba, Mikra, how do you know that he's called a Rasha? V'chisechdal Lindar, when you stop yourself from making a nether, Lo Yiyah B'chachet. There won't be a chait in you. The yolav chadala chadala. We have a gzeira shava, a ksiv hacha, a gzeira shava with a pasuk in Eov. Right? Usually gzeira shavas when we learn halacha are within the Torah. Once in a while, we have gzeira shavas between two psukim in Navi. Here we have one between Torah and ksuvim. Torah and ksuvim. So again, it's a message. We're not learning a real halacha from here, but it's a connection. Ksiv hacha kisechta lindar v'ksiv hasam sham rishaim chadlu roges. There. Eov is talking here at the beginning of his sefer. Eov says, Sham, in the kever, in the grave, Risham chadlu rogas. That's where Risham are going to be able to stop causing problems and agitating people. Right, so that's where. So you see there, chadlu, right, and you see there in the context, that pasuk refers to a rasha. And therefore, that is the Gzeira Shava that it references to a rasha. If you look in the Mefarshim there in Eov, we know that's all the way at the beginning of Eov. It's where Eov is just getting started with his reaction to what the Satan did to him, taking away everything. So Paragimel is pretty depressing, so to speak. Eov is very upset. Vayan Eov Yomar, Yovad Yomi Valedbo. Let the day I was born be lost. Vahalaila Amar Horagover. And the night that said impregnate, right? Eov says, better that I wasn't. Hayomahu Yihi Choshech. Al Yidrushu Eloka Mimal. Val Tofa Alav Nahara. I don't want to have any light. He's just, right, it's very depressing right at the beginning of the Sefer. So in that parak, that's where he says, you know, Rishon caused so many problems in this world, and Shom, only after they die does it stop. Right, and that's this line here. Shom Rishon chadlu roges v'sham yanuchu yegiye kawach. And that's what the Malbim says. Atavalaharo sheheader hu tov yoser min ahavaya. Not existing is better than existing. That's what he's lamenting in this parak. The tov lo la'adam shelo nivra mishenivra. Ubalahachlit al klal metzias ha'adam shuk ach l'ra'ato. That's what this parak is about. And that's what he says when he makes this declaration. Okay, Amar of Yosef. Afanan amitanin Rav Yosef says we also learned earlier in the Mishnah, in the back in the first parak, that a rasha is connected to a neder. Kenidre ksherim lo amar klum, because ksherim don't make nedarim. Kenidre rishoyim nadar benazir ubekarban ubeshvua. We discussed that then. Period. Amar Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Hanani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. We already said yesterday that today's daf is going to be the anger daf in Shas. One of them at least. So here we go. Kol hakoeis, kol imine gehenim shalten bo. Anyone who gets angry, Gehenim is controlling him. Shene'emar, v'haser ka'as milibecha, v'haver ra'a mibsarecha. If you remove ka'as, then ra'a will be removed. Meaning if you have ka'as, you'll have ra'a. What's ra'a? Vein ra'a, ele gehenim. Shene'emar, kol pol Hashem l'maneyu. Hashem created everything for an ultimate purpose. V'gam rasha liyom ra'a. And even rasha, liyom ra'a, that itself is a reference to gehenim, and that also has a purpose. Has a purpose in life. But let's just finish the line and then we'll talk about anger. Velo od, el sha'atachtoni yosholtos bo. And not only that, but intestinal issues. Or tachtonios, literally, might be when the tachtonim, hemorrhoids, right, might be caused. Shnei Amar, benasad Hashem lecha sham lev ragaz. Hashem will give you there in Golos a lev ragaz, which that's anger. The kilyoni naim, the davo nafesh. What does that refer to? Which type of illness makes the eyes look down, hurts the eyes, and causes upsetness? That's tachtonios. The Shin Mekubetza says, maybe because if somebody gets angry, they're always excited, they're not calm, and that's why their kishkes are always like churning. And that causes intestines not to function properly, and that's what can lead to this physical ailment. Okay, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to kas. First of all, the rush. The rush here says, when the Gemara says, kalakoi is gehenim is sholeit, so that can mean two items. Number two, that can mean because you're angry, it'll lead you to do averos, because you're not in control of yourself, and therefore you will yorish gehenim, number one. Or, as other Bali Musar say, right now you're in gehenim. If somebody cannot control themselves, and they're out of control, then forget it's going to lead to anything. This is Gehenim. If somebody can't control themselves, that itself, says the Rush. He doesn't say that we're adding to the Rush, but he says, Kasha Lagufo, Ki'ilu Hayanidun B'Kolmini Piranias Gehenim. It's hard for him as if he's in Gehenim. So what does that mean? Because he's out of control. When somebody's out of control, so then that itself. Person's out of control. Like the Ramban's famous letter, the Yigeres Ramban. What's the first thing he tells his children? Right, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha v'altita shorisi mecha. What's the first message? Kas. That's the first message. Don't raise your voice when you get angry, because that is what leads to such terrible things. So again, it's a double. It's what leads to it, and what is when a person is involved in it. The one of the more much discussed comments of the Stipler in the Berachas Peretz. Why is his Sefer on Chumash called the Berachas Peretz? Keep it of the aim. Right, his mother was Bracha and his father was Peretz. That's why the Stipler, right, Yaakov Yisrael, his Kilas Yaakov, his Sefer on Chumash is called the Berachas Peretz. He writes in Nakdama, I'm giving covet. Kilakai misses Kibbut Avaim. Karasi es Hashem HaSefer Berachas Peretz, Lzecher Kavod Avi Chaim Peretz, Ve'imi Maras Bracha. Right, we have various examples of great Baalei HaMesorah naming their Svarim after their parents. No Debi Yehuda is one that comes to mind, right? Rabbi Cheska Landau. No Debi Yehuda after his father, and the Tzlach after his mother, Tzion LeNefesh Chaya. The Megillas Esther named his Sefer after his mother, Esther. His commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah. So here's another one, Birchas Teres. So the Stipler writes in Parshas Va'era. Vatala Tzvardeya, Rashi quotes the Chazal, when the frog came up on Mitzrayim, Tzvardeya Achaz Haisa Vayo Makinosa. One big frog, and they kept hitting it. V'himatezes nechilin nechilin. And every time they hit it, it split into more frogs, and it multiplied. That's what happened. That's why it says tzvardeya. Ask the stipler if they see that every time they hit the frog, it multiplies. So just stop hitting the frog. Why do you keep hitting the frog? You see, it gets worse for you as you hit the frog. So stop hitting the frog. Says the stipler, they couldn't. They were angry. And when somebody is bekas, they're out of control. And therefore they can't control themselves. Avoma midas hakas omeres, adaraba. Mikimet shemosifa lahatiz, kol shegen v'kol shegen, jesrichem lohosef, you have to hit it harder. Lisnake mimena. Oh yeah, you split, I'm going to hit you even harder. Ulahisnakeim, kochola efshar, v'kol shehosifa lahatiz, hosifa lichos, v'chamasam barabayim, v'kach, Chazar Chalila. And that's what happened. Hey, Mosifa Lakos, Lusakim, Fiosifa Latiz, Nechilin, Nechilin, Ad, Fatachat, Zeres Mitzrayim. And that's what he says, Vechenu Bechol Makom Shekoasin. And that's what happens in all anger situations. Kim Yishmu Cher Pasam, Velo Yeshivu, Yishtak Adav Lavaat. But that is not what happens, right? It's all about out of control. And that's what the stipler says. That's what happens. There is a beautiful comment also that we mentioned. And that's in the letter, the Igeres Rambam, the Rambam's letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, right? To one of the a convert who wrote to him. This letter is discussed in two contexts. Number one, the letter he writes to the Rambam. Number one, people. He was a Muslim convert. He says, all these people near me are making fun of me that I used to be an Ovid of a Zara, and it's not fair, and I feel so bad. And number two, they're getting angry at me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. The Rambam says, very sharp tshuva. Number one, you were never over in Avodah Zarah. Because I hold, says the Rambam, that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. They believe in one God. They just believe in a false prophet. Believe in one God. Other religions, I think, are Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam says Islam is not Avodah Zarah in the Rambam's view. And number two, says the Rambam, they're screaming at you. They're violating the 36 times the Torah says that V'haftam is a ger, and you can't take advantage of a ger. Not too many things are more often repeated in the Torah, they're not taking care of a ger, says the Rambam. You don't get something that you could violate more of there, says the number one. And number two, says the Rambam, they're screaming at you. Tell them that you were never an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and they're getting angry at you. And therefore, they should take a drop of their own medicine. Their anger is as if they're Ovid Avodah Zarah. Why? Because they're worshipping themselves. Right, when somebody's angry, they are out of control, and they are just focused on themselves instead of focused on others. Again, this is one of the midos that we have to go to the extreme. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, we mentioned this many times. The Rambam in Perek Aleph talks all about the balance that one has to have in a religious personality, and that was Perek Aleph. And then in Perek Beis, he says that there are some deos that you have to go to the extreme. We haven't read it in a while, so let's just read it. The yesh deos sha'asur lo la'adam linhog bahen bebein onis. There are some deos that you can't be in the middle. El yisracheik ad hakatzeh ha'acher. You got to be at the other extreme, and it's not easy. That's why these have to be at the extreme. Vu gova halev, number one, arrogance. Shein aderech hatova shiyah adam anav bilvad. El she shafel ruach v'tiyah ruach numucha ma'ot. Number one. And number two, v'chein ha'kaas. Deya ra'ahi ad lema'od. V'roi adam she yisrachek mimena. Ad kitzeh ha'acher. V'yilmar atzmo shelo yichos afilo adam asher roi lechos alav. You have to try to do that. And he quotes our Gemara. Amru chachamim arishonim, kol hakoes ki lo ovid avodah zarah, v'ra kol hakoes im chachamu, chachmasam istalekas mimenu, v'im naviyu, nevuasam istalek mimenu, kol balei kas ein chayim chayim, putting together a couple of gemaras, not specifically our line of kol mina gehenim, might quote that also a little bit later, but this is the Rambam, about the extreme that you have to go to when it comes to kas. Okay, let's continue. A couple lines from the bottom. Ula b'miske la'aradi Yisrael islavu le'chrein b'nei chazoi b'hadei. It's one of those dafim that is chock full. Says, Ula was going up to Eretz Yisrael, and he was being accompanied by two people from b'nei chazoi. It seems that they were Jewish, right? The Mefarish says, Yehudim hayu. Kam chashati l'chavrei. One of them got up and killed the other one. Amar le l'ula, yos avdi? And he says to Ula, How'd I do? So what is Ula's response? Amalei, in. Pretty good. You did well. Uparle beis hashchita. Why don't you just even, right, you know, he slit his throat. Why don't you make a bigger slit? What does that mean? What does that mean? Why do you say that? So, different opinions in the Rishonim. The Pashas might be he was just giving him a big shkoya because he didn't want to be killed. The guy was already dead, and Ula was basically saying, oh, why don't you do it even more? Because he was worried about his own life. And that would there's nothing controversial about that, if that's the case. Because the other person is already dead. Ula is looking after his own life. So the guy says, did I do a good job? Ula's like, yeah, great job. You should have even done more. So if that's the pshat, then this Gemara is not so controversial. Because he was just trying to prevent and save his own life. And let's just finish according to that pshat. Ki also lakam made Rabbi Yochanan, and when he came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar lei, Dilma chas v'shalom achzike yidei over yaveira. Ula says, was I machzik his hand? Did I do something wrong? Amar lei, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, nafshecha yisalta. You saved yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. You saved yourself. Nothing wrong. Stop there for, stop there for a minute. The problem is, or the controversy is, by the other pshat given by the Rishonim. If you look in the Ran's Lashon, last two words in the skinny lines. Ula's response is probably based on Shechita, Sheyamus Maher. Meaning, sounds like that the guy slit his throat and he was about to die, he was suffering. So, he says to Ula, how'd I do? And Ula says, oh, quickly, finish him off. Finish him off? Is he allowed to say that? Yes, he's also worried about his own life. But is somebody allowed to say to this Anas in that case? It reminds us a little bit, well, maybe that's a reminder us yet because we didn't do it yet, but on Daf Mem, there's a very famous Ran, top 10 Ran, where the Ran says, Rachman al Islan, it should never happen. But it's quoted on the Daf in the Shulchan Aruch. Is somebody ever allowed to daven that somebody who's in terrible suffering should die? Was one allowed to ever say that? One could, or should one always, Hashem, do what's best for this person? If a person is in such terrible tsaris and suffering, so that's the Ran, Adaf Mem, you're allowed to. The Ran says, in that certain case, again, some posts can quote the Ran, some say, even if the Ran might be right, it's still better. Hashem should do what's right for this person, which might mean for him should die. But that's the Ran, so this is related to that, where the person is suffering, and Ula said, you know what, just kill him quickly. Kill him quickly. Is that okay? So that's the Tiferes Yisrael. The first Tiferes Yisrael in Meseches Peah discusses this. The Tiferes Yisrael says, "Mutter lahatzel atzmo misafik sakana al yedei amira." The Ula wasn't doing this. It was the Anas doing this actively. Ula, the Tiferes Yisrael said, "This is included in Chayecha Kodmin, the one canteen in the desert, right?" So he wants to save himself. The other guy's about to die in a few minutes anyway. Is he allowed to say something to save himself? He's not actively doing something. Says that the Tiferes Yisrael, yes. And he quotes this. You want to save your life. And in this isn't giving over a fellow Jew. No, the fellow Jew is about to die in 5 minutes anyway. And you want to save your life. And in this case, Ula says, in this case, it would be able to be done. The Einayim L'Mishpat here has a big discussion of this, quoting all the poskim in terms of this. Is it a suffix sakana shalcha, vadai sakana of your friend? Right, this is also related to that issue. And he says maybe here it's different. Maybe here because it's just dibur. Maybe here it's different because he's going to die in a few seconds anyway. He's a treifa. Right, many other, how this case might be different than other cases. It's not just a general nichnas la sakana to save your friend. It might be a worse case here. But this is, again, an important discussion. Rachmana litzlan, just to, it's here, and it was, let's say we're still in the Yud Beis Chodesh. So let's just mention this, and this thought should be a aliyah for the neshama. In the Chashukei Chemed, he quotes Rachman al-Islan. You know this is a new sefer, it just came out, because it talks about Rachman al-Islan, the Harnof massacre, and he says, one of the mispalim came and asked him a question. Rachman al-Islan. What was the question? The question was, one of the people davening there, one of the people who survived, got out, threw a shtender at one of the terrorists, and he got a few seconds there that the shtender smashed him, and maybe the gun fell out of his hand, and he was able to gain a few seconds until they were able to come and to kill the terrorists. says the Shoel came to Rav Zilberstein and asked, the Shtender broke when he threw it. Matzel Atzmo, right? Nafshecha Hitzelta, like the case of Ula, right? Saving yourself by using shul property. Does he have to pay for it? Right, this is a major sugi in Bava Kama. Matzel Atzmecha B'mamun Chaveiro. So that's what he says. So before he starts answering, he says, Ashrechem Yisrael, B'shasher Harotzchem Omdim Lachal Osam, Danim Heim B'Hilchas Mazik. Vashem Yisparach Yoshias Amo Yisrael. And then he goes through the sugya. B'matza Asma B'mam Chaveiro. He quotes, right, David HaMelech, the Gemara talks about in Bava Kama. He went into people's silos to save himself when Shaul was trying to, right, the enemy was trying to catch him. V'chulu, and he goes back and forth. And he quotes, could be a, meaning it's mutter to do. The question is, he has to pay for it afterwards. That's the old Shaila. And he says at the end of the day, after he quotes, maybe it's a machlokas achronim, he says, L'chor, in this case, Fishur Pater, because it wasn't his friend's property, it was shul property. And shul property belongs to everybody there. Just like a talus, you can make a bracha on a talus, even though you don't make a bracha on your friend's talus. But here, you know, you're part of your mispalel. And a mispalel is a bailam, and therefore, it's not called mamon chaveiro, it's called your mamon. Rachman al Islam. Okay, second to last line of the Gemara. Katam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, one second, michti. Ksiv v'nath, Rabbi Yochanan, after answering the question of saying, Ula, no, you did fine, he says, michti ksiv v'nath Hashem l'chal sham lev ragaz bebavil ksiv. Sham is galus. So it says people are going to have a lev ragaz, like an anger management problem, and kill their friends. That's in Bavel. But you came to Eretz Yisrael. How could this story have happened in Eretz Yisrael? Amar Leh, he said, no, Rabbi Yochanan, don't worry. Ha'u shaita lo avrin en yardana. We didn't pass the Yarden yet. So it was still in Bavel. What does that mean? In Pur and Ran. The Ran says, it's printed on the bottom of the previous Amud, second wide line, ve'eber ha'yarden lo niskadesh lahavas ha'omer ulumiksas kedushos. You can't bring the Omer from Eber HaYarden and for other Kedushos, says the Ran. So Eber HaYarden is not Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Karen Ora. That's the exception. That's not the rule. Nobody's talking about. The Karen Ora asked on the Ran. I don't understand. For almost everything, Eber HaYarden is considered Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what the Ran is talking about, says the Karen Ora. V'lo evanti, lo nizbayer, lo b'mishel, lo gemar. First of all, there's nowhere in Shas where it says the Karben Omer cannot be brought from Eber HaYarden. And also, for other Kedushos, Lo Yadana, my Ninu. I don't know what he's talking about. What are you talking about? Maybe I think the Pshat is differently. There's full Kedusha there, or at least for most things. But, Eber HaYarden, remember the Mishnah, the Gemara in Makos, that there are the same Ari Miklats on the east and the west side of the Yarden, because Nefishi Rotschim there. So there's something about murder, about Eber HaYarden. But nothing to do with the Kedusha, that's the Karen Ora here. Karen Ora right here. Okay. Weiter. Amar Rabbar Huna. Kol HaKoweis Afilu Shechina in Eshuva Kenegdo. If anybody who gets angry, even the Shechina is not chashiv to him. Because he's basically out of control. Shenemar. Rasha Kegovali Bo. When somebody is arrogant. Bal Yadrosh. Ein Elokim. Kol Mezimosav. His thoughts are not on God. Hashem is not there. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti Amar Meshachech Talmudo Mosef Tipshus. It caused him to forget his learning. It adds foolishness. Shenemar. Ki Kaas Becheik Silim Yanuach. Anger will be in the with the fools. Will rest with the fools. V'ksiv uksil yifros iveles, and a fool will spread out. Right, will spread out his folly, his foolishness. Rav Nachman by Yisrael Gamar biyadua shavon avonosam ruben mischuyosa. Somebody is always getting angry. You know, it's way down on the avono side. Shneamar ubal chema rav pasha. Because if somebody is always angry, so then they are obviously always committing sins. Amar Avada Rabbi Chanina. Important line. Ilma lechatu Yisrael onita la melachamisha chum jitorah b'sefer Torah Yeshua bilvad. Wow! If the Jews hadn't sinned, we would only have Torah and sefer Yeshua. We need Yeshua. Why? Because it's about Eretz Yisrael, right? Going into Eretz Yisrael, so you need Yeshua. My time, why? What does it have to do with us? Ki berov chachma rov kas. Why? Because we caused Hashem to get angry, and we ourselves got angry, and we did so many sins. That's why we had to have all the Nevi'im, and the even by the Meraglim is Kas, and many others. That's why we had to have all this new Chachma of the Nevi'im, because of the Kas that we did and sinned. Fine. Ask all the Achronim, what do you mean? Why all the Nevi'im? What does that mean? The Gemara says in Brachos, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in his Agdama, in the Emes Liyakov, the Gemara says in Brachos, the Etna Luchas, Luchos Ha'Evan, V'Atar V'Mitzvah, this Pasuk from describing our Sinai, we learn out Nevi'im from there too. Nevi'im were also given at our Sinai. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Yaakov, we're not going to read it inside now. Rabbi Yaakov explains all the messages of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are really hidden in Torah. You just have to scratch beneath the surface. Maybe we couldn't scratch so well, so that's why we had to have it explicitly. But it's all there, just like he gives the mashal that all chachma of Brises and Toseftas were all found in Mishnayos. That was Ilfa's chachma. But he says it's all there. The Maritz Chayis here also discusses it. He says it all would have been had from within. I ask the Maritz Chayis, don't we know certain halachos from Navi? Kibbut of Kavod and Onik Shabbos, Kinin Chalipin, or many other halachas. So he says that's all asmachta. That's all. Really, it's halach Moshe Misinai. Says the Maritz Chayis. We knew it from Moshe Rabbeinu. All of those halachas. And we just were so mechid onto a pasuk in Navi, but don't think that we wouldn't have had those halachas without the Navi coming along. The Rif in the Ein Yaakov says, I understand this by all the svarim of Tanakh. Fine. There's two that bother me, though. He doesn't give an answer. Shir Ashirim and Tehillim. At least parts of Tehillim, the Shvach and the Hallel. Shir Ashirim, says the Ein Yaakov, it's Kodesh Kadashim. Shir Ashirim, how can you say that it's because of something, of a sin? It's Kodesh Kadashim. There's nothing, we didn't do anything wrong that caused us to not have, not be in a state. So, Tzarachian, what about Shir Ashirim and what about Tehillim? That's the riff in the Ein Yaakov, just leaves that, but Tzarachian, on those two Svarim of Tanakh. Period. Okay, getting back to Nadarim. We had our Kaas, not tangent, but just section, and now we continue. Amar Avasi, Enes Kakin, Leiloke Yisrael, Chutz, we're talking about Hatara. So a Rav would not try to be Matir, a declaration with Eloke Yisrael, except for the following. Chutz Mikonim Ishti Nanes, Lisha Ganves Kisiv Shikses Bini, except if somebody makes this declaration about his wife, because he thinks his wife stole something or hit somebody. V'noda Shalom Ganva V'lo Shalom Hiksa. In that case, we'd be matir because of Shalom Bayis, but otherwise we wouldn't. What is this line about? Enes Kakin Lelke Yisrael. Major Machlokas Rishonim. Says the Ran, the issue here has nothing to do with Elke Yisrael. It has to do with Shvua and Neder. Says this Gemara according to the Ran, we try not to be Matir Shvuos. Bidi Eved, it works. But we try not to be Matir Shvuos. That's how the Ran reads the Gemara. The Iker, the focus, is on the Shvua Lashon, but not on the Shem Hashem element. And that's how you have to read the next line too. Other Rishonim though, the Rosh says, no. The Iker here is Elokei Yisrael. That's what it sounds like. The Iker here is that you use Shem Hashem. If you use Shem Hashem, it's so stringent, we try not to, we're not nizkak to you. We don't try to be matarid, unless it's, if you came, okay, then we might be matarid. But we don't try to be matarid. The Iker is the Shem Hashem that was used. And the Ritva has a middle approach. The Ritva says, a shvua even without Shem Hashem, a nether with Shem Hashem. That's what creates the chumrah. A shvua we had earlier, lo yanake, it's very chumor, even without Shem Hashem. So a shvua without Shem Hashem and a nether with Shem Hashem. Those we try not to be niskak to because those are very, very stringent. Says the Gemara, Hahida saw the commander of Asi. There was a woman that came in front of Rav Asi. Amar lo, b'mayna dart. He says to her, with what will you know that? Belokei Yisrael? Amar lo, she answered, Belokei Yisrael. Amar lo, he says, ina dart b'mohi, she kunui ba'alma. If you use some type of kinui for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mohi might have been Elokei Moshe we had earlier, or Lashon of Shvua, mizdakikna lecha, I would relate to you right away, and no problem. Hasha delona dart b'mohi, ela Belokei Yisrael, lo mizdakikna lecha. Sorry, I can't, it's so chamor, we try not to be matir such nadar. Rav Kahana, ikla lebei Rav Yosef, Amar le litamar midi. He says, you want to eat something? Amar le lo. He says, lo. Mare kula lo ta'im nalach le. Master of the world, I'm not eating. Amar le, and he answers him, Rav Yosef answers him, Amar le lo, mare kula lo ta'im nalach le. He like swears back to him. Swears back to him. So what's going on here? So honey, chal Rav Kahana de Amar lo mare kula. We got to see Rav Kahana. He didn't want to eat. So he made this lashon in the language of mare kula, and it's very serious. El Rav Yosef, amai omar lo mare kula. What's he swearing about? So Hachiu Dekamrei, this is what he's saying. Lo Mare Kulahu Dekamrei, didn't you just say master of the whole world? Hilchach Lo Timaslei. Therefore, I guess you're stuck. Because that's like Elokei Yisrael, right? The master of everything, and therefore, sorry, I can't do anything to help you. And Amarava, Amarav Nachman, Hilchasa, Poschin Bacharata, Vinizkakin, Elokei Yisrael. The halacha is we're making all of these, right? What we started off earlier, we are Poseach Bacharata, not just Pesach, and we are Nizkak even to this more serious type of either Shvuah or Shem Hashem annunciation, right? Either way, we are Nizkak to it. Okay, we'll stop here by Mishtabach. And Hashem, we will continue on tomorrow's daf.